And just continuing at the theme of spending time and turning inwards rather than outwards, there's nothing wrong with seeking signs and wonders. The signs and wonders simply prove that he is there. But if all we do is seek for all the exciting bits and the razzmatazz of signs and wonders, we're never going to actually meet with the one who does them. And the deeper life of which I'm speaking is about seeking the giver, not the gift. There has been quite an emphasis on what's your gift, what's your this, what's your that, but that misses the point of the giver. Come back to the fact that Moses knew his ways. The children of Israel knew his works. And if I may say, a fat lot of good it did them. You can see miracle after miracle after miracle, and the actual fact is that it won't raise your faith level at all. All it'll do is make you want to see more of it, because you don't know the person who is performing the miracles. And God, you know, is most glorified when we are most satisfied in him. When we come to the place where he is all we need, whether we get healed, delivered, get our needs met or anything, we are beginning to turn a corner into the glory of God. We are beginning to go into that place hidden by the badger skins. You know, it says that the outer covering of the tabernacle in the wilderness was badger skins. The badger skins were keeping the glory of God from shining out the top. Paul says something similar in Corinthians. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. We've got badger skins. We're covered with badger skins. But God wants to reveal his glory through his people. And the way he does it is by the inward transformation, not the outward. He does things according to our thinking, upside down and inside out. He just doesn't think the way we do. For my thoughts, he says, are higher than your thoughts. Have a look at it in Isaiah. We've got to come to the place where we desire him, not what he can do, above all things. So how about it, beloved? Do you want him? Do you want him to draw you into a place where you'll never get back? But where, when your time comes to step over into eternity, into bliss with him, you won't notice the transition. You'll be like Enoch, who was not. You'll be like Elijah, taken up in a whirlwind. You'll be like the church, raptured. Because that's coming too, you know. One of these days, he'll just come for his bride. He'll just come, and he won't give you any warning. He'll just be there. And you will be transported straight into his presence. You don't want to be caught with your trousers down, do you, if I can use that rather crude expression? How about it, beloved? How about it? God bless you.